This is David Sig with OffGridLiving.com, and the most important thing to take away from this lesson is you can cut your cooling in half easily, even eliminate it. Cooling your house can be accomplished easily with proper planning. Although your first thought for cooling may be air conditioning, there are many alternatives that provide cooling with less energy use. They were used in all climates for hundreds of years before air conditioning. Today, a combination of proper insulation, energy-efficient windows and doors, daylighting, shading, and ventilation will usually keep your home cool with very little energy use in all but the hottest climates. So let's talk about the different types of cooling systems. At the top of the list are ventilation systems. Ventilation is the least expensive and most energy-efficient way to cool your house. Ventilation works best when combined with other methods to avoid heat buildup in your home. In some cases, natural ventilation will suffice completely for cooling, although it usually needs to be supplemented with spot ventilation, ceiling fans, or window fans. Natural ventilation relies on the wind and the chimney effect to keep your home cool. Natural ventilation works best in climates with cool nights and regular breezes. The wind will naturally ventilate your home by entering or leaving windows, depending on their orientation to the wind. When the wind blows against your home, air is forced into your windows on the side facing the wind, while the natural vacuum effect tends to draw air out of the windows on the downwind side. The chimney effect relies on our good buddy convection and occurs when cool air enters the home on the first floor or basement, absorbs heat in the room, rises, and then exits through upstairs windows. Passive solar homes are often designed to take advantage of convection to distribute heat evenly throughout the home. These homes are often very amenable to the natural ventilation by ventilating them near the top. Natural ventilation can also be enhanced or diminished through landscaping. Depending on the house design and the wind direction, a windbreak, like a fence, hedge, or a row of trees, can block the wind and can force air either into or away from nearby windows. Now let's talk about fans. Circulating fans include ceiling fans, table fans, floor fans, and fans mounted on poles or walls. These fans create a wind chill effect that will make you more comfortable in your home, even if it's also cooled by natural ventilation or air conditioning. Ceiling fans are considered the most effective types of these fans, since they circulate the air in the room to create a draft throughout the room. If you use air conditioning, a ceiling fan will allow you to raise the thermostat setting about 4 degrees, with no reduction in comfort. Ceiling fans are only appropriate in rooms with ceilings at least 8 foot high. Now let's talk about evaporative coolers, also called swamp coolers. In low humidity areas, evaporating water into the air provides a natural and energy-efficient means of cooling. Evaporative coolers rely on this principle, cooling outdoor air by passing it over water-saturated pads, causing the water to evaporate into it. A 15 to 40 degree Fahrenheit cooler air is then directed into the home and pushes warmer air out through the windows. Evaporative coolers cost about half as much to install as central air conditioners and use about one quarter the energy. In general, evaporative cooling can be used where temperatures are high, humidity is low, water can be spared for this use, and air movement is available from wind or electric fans. Last but not least is absorption cooling. In more tropical sections of the southern USA, where air temperatures can peak above 90 degrees Fahrenheit in the day, humidity is high, and the overall low nighttime temperatures remain above 80 degrees, a solar-powered absorption cooler can be used to reduce air temperature and humidity in living quarters down as low as any human could possibly desire. A water-based absorption chiller can inexpensively drop the temperature down to 40 degrees. When powered by concentrated solar energy, absorption chillers cost almost nothing to operate and have essentially nothing in them to wear out. Absorption cooling is essentially an air conditioner driven not by electricity, but by a heat source, such as natural gas, propane, solar heated water, or geothermal heated water. So, what can you do starting today? Almost anyone can determine the way the wind is blowing during the summertime. Using a simple natural system, you can easily figure out which windows to open. Add a window fan to these windows, pulling cooler air into the room, and blowing it out will almost always result in a cooler, more comfortable room. Okay, now try this. Locate the hottest rooms and open those windows too. Only this time, face the fans in the opposite direction. That is, reverse the fans so they are blowing out. So on one side of the house, you'll have cool air being sucked in by a fan. On the other side of the house, you'll have it being blown out. This will create a natural convection chimney effect. What this will do is create a natural breeze throughout your house. Try it. You'll be surprised. In some climates, this is all that's necessary to adequately cool your house, even in the depths of summer. You won't need air conditioning. In most places in the U.S., this can be suspicious. Another life hack I discovered living in Vietnam and Thailand. Of course, in those days anyways, there was no air conditioning. Nights were hot, sticky beyond belief, and humid. What we used to do was take a towel, soak it in water, and put it over the grill of a fan. The fan blows air through the towel, the water cools it, and it'll usually work long enough for you to fall asleep. These, of course, are only ideas to get you thinking in the right direction. Look at ways, depending on your climate, of permanently reducing or eliminating the need for air conditioning. I've presented solutions here for all climates.